USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work. Probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Here's a story that will not be broadcast on mainstream media. The most admired man in America right now, President Donald Trump. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more on the Gallup poll.
According to a new poll, President Trump is the most admired man in America. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. President-elect Joe Biden, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and LeBron James also made the top 10. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. Michelle Obama took the top spot as the most admired woman, with Vice President Elect Kamala Harris in second, and First Lady Melania Trump in third. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
United Kingdom has authorized use of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, becoming the first country to approve an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine of the world. The United States has found its first case of the COVID-19 variant that has been seen in the UK and is thought to be more transmissible. The case involves a man in his 20s who is in an isolation southeast of Denver, Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
When the stimulus checks finally hit your bank account, will it be $2,000 or $600? Former chief economist for the U.S. Trade Commission, Peter Morici, tells Fox News it will probably be the latter.
Well, I don't think we're going to get this $2,000. I think we're going to roll into the next Congress and into the Biden administration. I may be wrong. It certainly would be helpful. The stimulus that we have, $900 billion, is going to help at the micro level, at, you know, the transit systems and some state and local services and so forth. But it's not going to give us the lift we need. This additional money would help, and I'm kind of disappointed that the president and the Senate and the House can't come to a more reasonable conclusion. But this is where we are.
Mr. Morici says what he would like to see happen next.
My feeling is that we have neglected the unemployed in this whole episode, and when we come out of this, which will be the second half of this year, there are going to be a lot of people who are in the wrong places and with the wrong skills. After all, a lot of those sandwich shops are not going to reopen if folks only go to the office 2 or 3 days a week in Manhattan.
Right.
Those people need to be retrained, and in many cases, they need to be relocated, because I don't know that they're going to find opportunities, for example, in New York City, Chicago, Seattle, given the present state of political affairs in those cities. I mean, no one's going to be relocating any businesses into those places with dumpster fires and all the rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.